Thank you to those that participated this morning. It meant a lot to me that you were willing to help out. As I was working on my original lesson, I decided to scrap the idea so you get Lost in the Credits, the Samuel special. Over the past couple of months, Brother Buck Chumley has talked to us about characters in the Bible that are lost in the credits. These people are pretty interesting, even though we don't know much about them. They may only have a verse or two written about them, but they still made their mark on history. This morning I wanted to put a little spin on the series and ask the question, are you lost in the credits? I'm taking this at a different angle, so try not to mix up the metaphors. What I'm asking is, when everything is done, will you be listed as an important character in people's lives? Will you even be in them at all? If you want to follow along, turn to Matthew 5. We'll read from there in a minute. While you're doing that, listen to this list. Cade, Kendall, Katie, Lillian, Samuel, Jansen, Sophie, Andrew, Clayton, Hannah, Case, Gage, Cruz, Scooter, Henderson, Luke, Ryan, Lee, Dawson, Hayden, Sierra, Laura, Josh, David, Aaron, Matthew, Sabrina, Nicholas, Hannah G., and Sarah. This is a list of all the students in my class. I go to private school, it's pretty short. You may recognize a few of them, but most of them you probably don't. I'm really curious as to who I'll remember after high school. I've often heard that once you move off to college, you make college friends, and then everything in high school fades away like a bad dream. Once all of us move away, will any of them have a big enough impact on me for me to remember them by? The interesting thing is, to some extent, it doesn't matter if I forget some of them, because all of them have had an impact on me. All of them made it into the credits. Throughout our Christian life, we need to remember that we are to be an example for Christ. When you meet people, they might forget your name in a couple of days, but they won't easily forget who you are or what you did for them. We need to be sure that when we are called to the curtain, we spread God's word and his plan of salvation. Let's read from Matthew 5, starting in verse 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's all I have. Shorter lesson. Not as fluent as Buck or as thorough as Dawson. I hope you can draw something from it. All right, that's the end of the Bible study. We'll have the worship service in a few minutes.